For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Some places hit hard by the opioid epidemic are also seeing an increase in sexually transmitted diseases. The New York Times recently reported on the rise of syphilis in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, where officials say the trading of sex for drugs has caused a spike in syphilis cases. Syphilis can be deadly, and because many doctors have never seen the disease, it's often misdiagnosed. I talked with infectious disease specialist Dr. Peter Gulick from the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine about diagnosing and treating syphilis.
It's basically penicillin. That's really the drug of choice. And depending upon what stage of syphilis, be it early stage or late stage, you might get one shot, you might get a couple shots of penicillin. Now, one interesting thing was we recently had a shortage of penicillin, so we had to rely on other antibiotics, such as tetracycline, for instance, which has been a very effective way of treating it as well. Fortunately, unlike gonorrhea, where we're really dealing now with some strains of gonorrhea that have developed resistance to many of the antibiotics we've used, and it's becoming a very scary organism to treat because of the resistance, syphilis is still very effectively treated as long as you diagnose it.
How do you confirm a diagnosis of syphilis?
Well, there's some blood test you would do. And there's the way they do it now is they do a test that basically tells you, have you been exposed to syphilis or not at any time? So you might have been exposed to it years ago or just recently. If that test is positive, then they do a second test called the RPR, which tells you if it's active at the current time, and it'll give you a number, like a titer, that tells you you have active disease. Because what happens many times is once the patient gets exposed to syphilis, they'll always have this one test that says, yes, you've been exposed, but it doesn't necessarily say it's an active condition.
Are you concerned that the opioid epidemic will possibly lead to a greater number of sexually transmitted diseases?
Absolutely. This is a very, very concerning thing. And let me give you an example. In southern Indiana, not that far away from us, they recently had a serious outbreak of HIV and hepatitis C. And how it occurred was there were a couple of just unsterile needles that were used. And again, this was a very small town, had hardly any cases of HIV. And so these couple of unsterile needles were transferred amongst a few people. And within just months, we went from a couple cases to over 280 cases of HIV, and many of them were co-infected with hep C. Now, what that means is that many of these individuals then can transmit these infections, especially HIV, sexually. And many times, sexually transmitted infections can occur at the same time, and they can increase the transmission of HIV, and on the same point, HIV can increase the transmission of these sexually transmitted infections, and that includes syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia. So where you see one, you're going to see others as well.
Do you think the local area in the state of Michigan health departments are set up to detect such an outbreak, maybe in early stages, and limit its size?
We're trying to do more education to the healthcare community about sexually transmitted infections and how these are not just simple infections that, you know, just occur and they're not really something to worry about. But especially with the opioid epidemic, you know, you see other things occurring with that. And one of those is sexually transmitted infections. And syphilis is one of them that many times you don't really think about. And not that it's necessarily transmitted by blood, but it can be transmitted, like I said, through unsafe practices, which many times occur when you're taking different types of opioids, be it oral or IV.
Dr. Peter Gulick is a professor of medicine in the MSU College of Osteopathic Medicine. Thank you.
Thank you.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.